So what do we have here? Can we walk through this a little bit? Can you give me an idea what some of the things are that you're looking at?
Well, this is the first open house, so we're inviting the community to participate by coming in and giving their opinions, kind of viewing what the process is, so we identify the process. We have the results of the community survey. So you see those in these boards over here. We have demographic analysis that we've completed. And then as a result of that, we have basically some opportunities for activities and facilities that could be an outcome of the process. And, the intent here is to, again, engage the community, get their opinions and feedback. We have comment cards that are outside the door here. You can have a look at one of those or take one with you if you want.
You already solicited some input through a random survey. What did you hear from people?
That was through the Park District. They did that independent of us.
Okay.
They did provide those results to us. So those are on these boards over here. So if you want to take a look at that, we can do that.
Sure. And I take it you've looked at it too, obviously.
Sure.
You've taken
mm-hmm.
a look at these results. I mean, does anything stand out?
It seems like the community is largely supportive of a pool, outdoor pool in the community. A little more mixed feelings about an indoor recreation center or community center of some fashion. So those aren't the results aren't as strong necessarily in that regard. We know that the YMCA is one of the most frequented facilities, indoor recreation facilities in the community. So that it would be a delicate balance between providing, whatever indoor facilities we have that would complement largely what the YMCA has.
Do you get the feeling people believe the Y kind of serves as that indoor recreation center and perhaps that's not needed as much as an outdoor pool?
Yes, absolutely. Even though the results do say that a majority, at least, are still supportive of some type of indoor facility. So again, that's where we have to kind of flush out, what is that balance between what is already provided in the community and then what is that unmet need that potentially needs to be provided.
Did you say there is support for the pool, for the idea of building a new pool?
Yes, there is. There's strong support for it.
Even though it looks like nearly 2 out of 3 did not use Glenwood Pool in the past couple of years, people still think it's something the community should have.
It's interesting, yes, that's right. Although a lot of respondents indicated they haven't used the facility, there could be a number of reasons for that. But in follow-up responses, you can see here Stacy's pointing to it, a very large majority, 3 out of 4, said that they would support building an outdoor facility. So that's an overwhelming number if you look at it.
Do you get a feel for people say they like the idea, but are they willing to pay for it? Because obviously the money's got to come from somewhere.
Again, there's the answer. So they're not only saying they like the idea, they're saying that they are willing to pay for it. Now, obviously that question hasn't been asked specifically and what the costs are, et cetera, and how it would affect the taxpayers. So that's kind of the next step of the process in making that determination of what the actual cost would be.
Do you first need to know what the pool would be like before you put a cost to it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was part of the survey questions was, what kind of amenities would you want in a facility like this? So you can see that here. They're talking about swim lessons, some kind of shallow entry water, things that aren't provided in the community currently.
Zero depth entry, that seems to be a popular trend with more recent aquatic facilities. Would you agree?
We've been designing zero entry facilities for over 20 years, so it's very popular. It's not really a current trend. It's been around for a while. But the reality is that the majority of people that use facilities for leisure swimming are in 3 feet or less of water. Statistics show 80% or better people who use facilities are in shallow water.
All right. Yeah, when I say more recent, I'm thinking in terms of Glenwood dating back to like the 1940s.
Yeah, good point. And that's what we find ourselves, when you come into communities where you have an older facility, You replace it with something that's obviously more contemporary that has the shallow water opportunities.
Do we have a feel for where a new pool might be located?
There's been no specific discussions in that regard. Obviously, there's properties that the Park District owns that could be considered, but there's no decisions been made. So that's kind of, again, part of the next step after tonight's meeting to determine not only what type of facility, but potentially where it could be located.
Yeah, you had an open house this afternoon, and you're holding one right now this evening. What's the turnout been like?
This afternoon we had a couple dozen here, and this evening we probably had a similar amount so far. I haven't counted up the numbers, but we're just about halfway through now, so we hope that we'll get a number of people in still.
And can you explain what's the next step in the process? After tonight, what do you do?
After tonight, we'll take the information that we've gathered from the community and we'll basically put together a program statement. So we'll define the needs more specifically, and then we'll translate that into an actual facility design.
Okay, when you say facility, just the pool, or would you still be looking at the indoor facility too?
We'll continue, because we've been hired to look at both, so we'll continue to look at both entities. We'll design an indoor facility with an outdoor pool, and then really review that with the committee and to make a determination of whether we go forward with one, the other, or both.
And could your design be broken down if you needed to just have one or the other rather than both?
Absolutely. Yes. We'll make sure that there's that opportunity. There is some synergy in the two facilities being connected, in the potential for shared locker rooms, things of that nature. So there is some benefit to that. So if they were separated, it would affect the cost in not a large way, but certainly would affect the cost, not only from a capital cost to build it, but an operational cost.
There would be some efficiencies by having the two next to each other.
Correct. Absolutely.
So I know you don't have a specific design, but do you have like a ballpark figure what this could cost?
No, I don't.
Not willing to put a price tag on it? More details?
Not at this time, no, because as soon as you throw a number out there, everybody locks in on it, and that's the number. So I'd be very reluctant at this early stage. Quite frankly, we have no idea what kind of amenities, will ultimately be an outcome of this study.
All right. After you complete the next step, where do you go from there? I guess how soon, or let me re-ask that, how soon might it be before we actually see groundbreaking on this, if that's the direction the community wants to go?
Well, that's probably a better question for the politicians, but I can tell you that from our perspective, the study is going to be another 4 to 6 months to complete. At that point, you'll have an understanding of what type of facilities potentially the community has asked for through these findings. We'll have a cost identified to build the facilities, and we'll have a cost identified to operate the facilities. Then the community has to decide if they're going to move forward, how are they going to pay for it? And that's really the big question. If it requires some kind of tax dollars, potentially a referendum, the earliest opportunity would be a year from November, so November 2014, the next election.
Okay. What else do you think people should know about this?
Just that, the opportunity is there to engage the process. If they couldn't make it here tonight, we're going to talk to the Park District about making the survey board's findings available online via a website. And so just contact the Park District or check their website out, and they should be able to find that information available to them.
People are filling out surveys tonight, right?
Correct.
Can they do that online, or is this the last chance?
We'll talk to them about posting that online and giving that opportunity, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Is this typical when you're working with a community to have these open houses and gather this much input?
Yes, it's a typical part of the process that we like to engage the community, definitely. Aside from the what they call the statistically valid survey, this is a little more informal process. But again, it's creating those opportunities to engage the citizens of the community to get a better understanding of what the community is really looking for.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're welcome.